In 2002, Utopia set out to build one of the largest fiber optic networks in the state. But since its inception, the agency has undergone a number of circumstances that have left it in serious financial turmoil, with a deficit that reaches more than $120 million. Last year, State Representative Brad Daw requested an audit of the agency. Audit Supervisor James B. Hunnan presented the findings to the Legislative Audit Subcommittee.
As they do move forward, the board needs and the management team need to have better control over the organization. Better management controls, better financial controls. We suggest they get a written plan, which they haven't been able to produce for us, and basically get a better handle on controlling the organization as it moves forward.
The audit found Utopia has not generated enough subscribers to develop a sufficient cash flow to make the operation work financially.
The audit findings were pretty much everything that we knew.
That's Utopia board chair Kane Loader. He says he believes the need for the technology is what's going to drive future subscribers.
In my mind, we're going to take this year by year, and we're going to look at it very closely. We'll look to see if we're successful with our plan, if we're really closing the gap on our operations deficit, and if we're making the revenues that we're projecting, then we'll continue on.
Utopia is a municipal fiber optic network owned by 11 Utah cities. Each city has pledged sales tax revenues as security for Utopia's bonds. One is Centerville in Davis County. Mayor Ron Russell says the installation of the network is nearly complete and that their subscriber rate is already at about 20%. He says more residents have joined since the agency changed how subscribers can pay for the service.
Now there are other options available. People don't have to commit long term. They can do a two-year contract, for example, and just pay a rental fee like you do on your with the other providers that you might get service from. So taking away that roadblock has been huge, and so a lot of people now are more comfortable about not making a long-term commitment to make sure it's something that they're going to be happy with.
Some of Utopia's major liabilities include $185 million in bonds used to build network infrastructure, cover operating costs, and pay debt services, and nearly $16 million in notes payable to member cities. Royce Van Tassel, vice president of the Utah Taxpayers Association, says the auditor's findings are disappointing and says it confirms many of the association's concerns with Utopia.
We hope now that Utopia's leaders, their member cities, and the legislature will take seriously the concerns that the Taxpayers Association and others have had and create more accountability for this.
Utopia Executive Director Todd Merritt says they're looking at the auditor's recommendations, as well as working to expand operations and get out of their current deficit.
Well, the debt is a significant issue, we recognize that. I think that the measures going forward have to be not only sustainable, but address that debt at some point. You know, our need right now is to ransom much of the infrastructure that's in place and to return on investment some of those initial efforts. But, you know, some of those early mistakes produced a debt that doesn't produce revenue, and so at some point we'll have to rectify that.
The auditor's report will be passed on to another legislative committee dealing with local government issues. I'm Charlotte Duran, KCPW News.